I noticed something that I do over the weekend, and that is whenever I pick up a book or, well, it's mostly a book, but I actually picked up a book, which I should be commended.
With the intention of moving it or reading it?
It was a book that my wife was reading.
Oh.
But I moved it off of the bed.
Ah, you were moving it.
And onto her nightstand.
Uh-huh.
So I picked it up and I smelled it. Like
you smelled the book?
Yeah, I opened it up and I smelled the pages. Is that normal?
No.
Or no?
Why are we smelling books?
Why not? It smells good.
Oh. Okay.
You don't ever do that?
No, I don't.
When's the last time you touched a book?
Last summer.
Okay.
I was on a kick.
You were on a kick.
I read a bunch of Colleen Hoover books last summer.
All right.
And now I just haven't had the time.
Sure. So, but you didn't like smell the inside of the book?
No.
That's not a thing that you do?
No.
Interesting. See, I thought everybody did that.
No.
Because it smells some sort of, especially if it's an older book, it's something about like the ink and the paper. As it gets older, it has that smell to it.
I know the smell as you like turn the page.
It smells like a library.
Yes.
Kind of like a library.
Yes, but I haven't thought, oh, I need to smell it closer. That's not a thought that's entered my brain.
Next time.
Okay.
Open up the book and give it a little sniff.
I feel like that'd be weird.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're not?
I'm not calling that normal. Not like pulling it up to your face and inhaling.
Well, that's dumb.
If you've noticed the smell of a book, okay. I think we've all noticed the smell of a book, but I'm not going to put it in my face and
So that's just a me thing.
That's a you thing.
Okay.
I feel like.
All right. Normal or nope, that you're saying it's not.
That's what I'm thinking.
We did get another one that said I eat cereal with a fork.
How does that work exactly?
I don't know.
Because it's in milk, right? Or is it dry?
Well, I would imagine it's in milk, yeah?
I would think.
So if
and then part of it is to have milk in the spoon with the cereal, right?
Yeah.
I feel like that's part of the enjoyment of cereal.
Unless you're a drinker at the end, you like tip the bowl and you drink it.
You could do both. You're going to have plenty left if you got some milk in the spoon with you on every bite. You will.
Yeah. Well, this person, I eat cereal with a fork.
I need a video. A demonstration video.
I mean, I guess it might be a thing where they don't typically like seek out a fork and they just pick whatever utensil they grab first.
Okay, but if we're saying normal or nope, every commercial that's ever shown cereal, people are eating it with a spoon.
No, I'm saying that's not normal too.
Yeah.
But I think it's also unhinged if they are grabbing for a utensil and the utensils aren't sectioned off, forks, spoons, knives.
Who lives like that?
Yeah, who lives like that and like with just...
That's
random,
chaotic and crazy.
That's,
if you don't
that's
separate your utensils, you need therapy.
If your utensils are just in a drawer, just willy-nilly,
like,
just
that would
tossed
drive
in a drawer,
me insane.
Without,
like, I need a spoon. Oh, I'm gonna
I've
have to
sift through
the entire drawer to find
that in and of itself is crazy. Natalie, by the way, texts us and says two things. One, brand new book smell is the best. Old book smell is great too.
Okay.
But then says, I eat chicken noodle soup with a fork. Not a big broth person, so I'd rather just get the chunks and noodles and all that stuff.
But then the noodles like fall right off, don't they?
Well,
I feel like you need to scoop it with the
noodles.
With
the spoon. Well, aren't noodles are like spaghetti like?
Yes, they're very skinny and slimy, and don't they just slip right through?
Well,
the
you
prongs?
Just like eat it like you're eating spaghetti, I guess, right?
That's not as easy to do in soup.
Mm.
That's a little unhinged.
I want to go back to the people who just have a drawer
that's
full
what we need to
examine. Of full
if you're
of
not
utensils.
Separating your utensils, tell
now,
me why.
Now,
defend your stance.
I will say that I have a drawer that is full of just utensils,
sure.
But it's the big utensils. It's right. like the serving spoons, yes, or it's the like ladles. The ladles. Yes. It's the sieves. Tongs. It's the tongs. Right.
Yes.
I have all that just kind of thrown in a drawer.
Pancake flippers. Yes.
Yes. I don't have.
There's really no good way to organize all that.
Silverware, fork, knife, spoon, just willy nilly.
I know. You can get them anywhere.
And they're not very expensive. You can get
they
them.
They are not. They're very
Dollar
cheap.
Tree for like a dollar.
And then you have some sort of order in your life. Even that, if the rest of your house
that
is an
insane.
Absolute train wreck.
Yeah, that's insane.
You need to have your utensils separated.
All right, just a couple of them there. Cereal with a fork. No.
No.
Smelling a book. I don't know. I'm not quite on the that is not normal train. Because
I don't bring it up to my face.
Because like, I do it.
I will. I've noticed the smell of a book.
You should do it. You should do it next time.
But I don't put it to my face and then sniff in.
And
real
you
deeply.
Might be a convert.
Okay.
Okay.
That's great.
You got
to
read.
You try to pull us into your weird little world.
I got to try somehow.
Okay.
I can't just be the only one flapping out here in the breeze.
Well.
All right, a little normal note there on 99.70 JX.